Hello, everybody, and welcome to your weekly PW3 PSA, bringing it full circle for the end of January. Just wanted to remind everybody that there are hungry people in every community. If you would like to find out how to help your hungry people in your community, please donate to your local food bank. If you're having trouble locating your local food bank, please go to feedingamerica.org. They have a donate button if you want to help them out. If you prefer a nice national charity, or if you just want to find a food bank, they have a food bank in your area locator. Again, that's feedingamerica.org. And now on with the show.
Greetings, True Believers! Welcome to the 127th episode. Still gets to be a big number. Gets bigger every time.
It somehow
does. Weird how that works. Wonder how many of these episodes have been prime numbers.
I don't know. I was just wondering that. I was wondering. I'm like, 127, that's prime, right? I couldn't think of anything special about the number.
Wow, I've been around way too long.
Yeah, I think so.
It did not cross my mind once, guys. Sorry.
All right, I'm me. They're them. It's Ray, it's Ian, or as I like to refer to them in my head, Ian and Ray J.
All right.
Just because they would both hate that.
That is true. It's funny because it's true.
Good old, I'm still mad about Ian Eagle.
That guy's
a bum.
Hate
that guy.
It's
terrible.
I can't believe he was calling the Steelers game.
That's why we lost. Ruined by Ian Eagle. Anyway, this is the end of January. It's January 31st through December. Wow, that'd be a long episode. February 7th, 2018. What do we got? Your Deadpool Daily Land. Today we had a Black Cage. Tomorrow, Blue Rock and Groot. Friday, Purple Spidey. Saturday, Red Daredevil. Sunday, Red She-Hulk. Monday, Black Deadpool. Tuesday, Blue Hulk, Gamora. Wednesday is a Purple Widow. Over here in your 5-day 4-star crash. Well, I'll be taking
that was a bit of a 5-day 4-star explosion. Sorry about that.
Sometimes I throw an explosion in. It's all right.
The 28th was everyone's favorite alien symbiote, Carnage.
Oh, yeah.
How'd that go for you?
He brought it just enough. My poorly covered Carnage was just enough to overwhelm Dr. Otto Octavius.
You got enough red to symbiote side some way?
I did. I have a couple blacks and a couple reds, and I beat him, and everything went well. I was pleased. Nice. Everything has been going my way ever since I got good advice. The cloak and dagger fight went as well as Joe promised that it would, and this one went equally well.
Very cool.
Oh, coming up, Milhouse.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I did really well. I did not get red, but I got plenty of green, and I just kept whapping them with tentacles, so it worked.
Yeah, that sounds like an anime. Probably that not safe for work category in the back of Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah, I'm not endorsing that in any way.
No.
Coming up next on the 2nd is do a dollop of Daisy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
You forgot about Daisy?
Well, I forgot about your commercial jingle. Yeah. I did not have that growing up.
Man.
Ohio.
Ohio! Man, I was trying to find my cheat sheet to see where everyone had Daisy, and there it is. I got a 279. Ray's got a 278. Ian's got a very strong 435, 188 Daisy Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, good. That fills me with optimism.
That sounds like strong enough that you've done it before. I mean,
yeah, I may have.
Coming up after that on the 7th is Danny Rand. Hi, I'm Danny Rand, the defender of Kunlun.
You've heard
Savior
of me, right?
Blah, blah, blah. I defeated the dragon of Monkey, and so on and so on. His whole speech he tells everybody 60 times. Let's see. I got a 289. Ray's got a 285. Ian's got a 121 level 70.
Yeah, that's not as optimistic. I feel like after Daisy, my luck's running out.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of like unto iron there, so that one might be a little rough.
Yeah.
I have no encouraging thoughts for you.
Sorry. No, I got nothing. I was just looking back at my Quake and enjoying that and thinking maybe I should try to get her to champion level next. She's only one cover away.
Yeah. She is nice.
Yeah. And your Storyland, Deadpool Versus, still going on. We mentioned these real quick last week. 8,000 for the three Loki, 15,000 for Red Nightcrawler, 32,000 for the CP, top 50 folks get Bubbles.
Bubbles.
And 51 to 400 get Sleeves. Next up is Thick as Thieves. 17,000 gets you not one, not two, but three Sleeves.
What would you do with three Sleeves? I instantly regret asking that question.
Yeah. Good job.
32,500 for Bubbles. 74,000 for the CP. Top 50 folks get Yondu. And 51 to 400 is Falcon. So there you go.
Discord, I'm finding amusing. Dragon of Monkey Monkey. I don't think he watched the same show I did.
Yeah, it would have been way more exciting if there was a Dragon of Monkey Monkey. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That show had some slow progress.
I'm sure he had some normal name, like, I don't remember.
Fred?
Oh, it's his, no. It's,
Fred
it's,
the Dragon?
No, not that kind of normal. It's whatever his, it's whatever three-star Iron Fist's green ability is. Shu Lao? The Shu Lao Fang Strike? Nope, that's the Iron Fist of Kunlun. His green ability is the Shao Lao Fang Strike.
Huh.
Puts out some strike tiles.
Sure.
Cost 8 green. No. He was the only character you used for about a year and a half.
That doesn't mean I remember anything about him.
Okay, just checking.
Ian's got all the details, though.
Seriously, Ian's like, knows how much his powers cost, like what he does.
He's a good character. He was just boosted in the Galactus event. I used him a lot.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Shao Lao.
Yeah, there you go.
S-H-O-U-L-A-O. Shao Lao. Shu Lao? I don't know. Monkey Monkey. Over PvP land in the Open Your Mind Quaid season. Hey, 4 days left. Finish up your stuff.
Yeah, already
got it. Get your simulator. Did you get your simulator yet, Ray?
Yeah, already got it. I got that all done with like 8 days to go. It was ridiculous.
Okay. And then the current PvP is one of the worst movies ever made, Real Steel.
What?
That movie sucks.
That movie was fine.
No, it's not. It was bad the first time around when it was called Over the Top. And it's even worse with robots.
First of all, how dare you say anything unkind about Over the Top? I'm going to come to your house, wearing a hat. You watch out, because that's like a switch. When I turn that backwards, Greg.
But you just wait. Every match, I'm going to use the same move to turn my hand a different way than everybody else in the competition, and no one else will figure this out.
Right. And I will dominate. And, yeah, Real Steel was pretty mediocre.
That's so bad. So bad.
I don't want to slow you down too much, but I only brought this up last night because I only just watched it. Craig, let me tell you about a movie called King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
All right.
Have you ever been thinking, you know, Arthurian legends, okay, but if it were somehow more like the combination of a Guy Ritchie movie and a slow motion bullet time Max Payne style video game, it would be way better. If you have thought these things, please see this movie because it's awesome. And by that, I mean it's really confusing and disappointing, but a lot of fun all at the same time. Like, if you always wanted, like, Arthur and his knights to have, like, South Yorkshire accents and to run rackets and commit crimes, this is the movie for you.
Sounds like a winner.
It's something special.
All right.
Between your description and I watched the trailer last night after we talked, I think I'm going to have to watch it.
you really should.
Very compelling.
So back to Real Steel. 800 gets you Red Colossus, 900 Yellow Venom, 1200 for the CP, top 10 folks get Vulture, and 11 to 50 is Bullseye.
Are we in Bizarro World tonight? Craig just put us back on the rails.
Yeah. Joe's not here. All right. Ian, tell me about some pie.
Oh, my goodness. Have I got a treat for you guys this week. First of all, let me thank the favorite and best of all sponsors, This Pie,
this
for
pie.
Bringing us this segment. This Pie. This Pie is going to impress all your friends at your Super Bowl parties this weekend because it's so easy to make. And no one has ever had it or tried it. And everybody, except for Ray, will find it yummy. It's called a sawdust pie. It is seemingly odd combination of a graham cracker pecan coconut pie. But let me tell you why it's just that easy. You're going to need yourself some egg whites and sugar. Mix them together in a bowl. Unbeaten egg whites, please. That would be weird otherwise. Then you're going to take those graham crackers, the pecans, and the coconuts, mix them together in the same bowl until it's all blended together into a pile of goop. Then you're going to pour that into your pie shell, pop it into your 325-degree oven, let it in there for about 30 to 40 minutes, take it out and serve it with a nice gooey center and put some whipped cream on top. Bam. The only advice I would have to you is please make sure to hand chop those pecans, because if you food processor them, they are going to turn into dust and you're going to lose all that nutty goodness.
Okay.
And yeah, that is the unheard of, but seemingly delicious and seemingly easy to make sawdust pie, brought to you, as always, by this pie.
This pie. Again, the favorite pie of the new Yankee Workshop.
For sure. Didn't he do a little This Old House as well?
Yeah, that's where he got his start, was on This Old House.
Right.
And then they spun off the New Yankee Workshop after. He's still on This Old House, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him. That's a true master carpenter.
After they fired off Bob for collecting all that Sears money.
Right.
Norm has still stayed on the show.
Yeah, well, that's everybody's downfall. Norm needs to strap Ty Pennington to a table saw and just right through his big, fat, spiky head.
Wow.
Show him what a real carpenter is. I hate Ty Pennington.
I would much rather watch Norm, because he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he does.
That guy's a master carpenter, that guy. Man. Anyway, let's get to the news. Hey, if throwing all of your money at that sale last week on that, what did they call it? The beginner bonus?
Starter pack.
That was it. This week, we got the shield clearance level 4 pack. It got you all kinds of stuff for the price of normal, hero points.
Oh,
so for
it?
$20, you got 3,000 hero points, 24,000 ISO 8, 6 heroic tokens, 12 elite tokens, 6 covers for Daredevil, Scarlet Witch, and 3-star Thanos. And there you go. It lasts for 3 days when it's first made available to a player, or for all of us who have been playing right away. For new folks, any player who has a shield level of 15 or higher will be able to purchase that.
Cool. That's another good valued bundle.
Yeah, really. The hero points alone, spending $20 gets you 2,900 hero points usually. Spending $20 here gets you 100 more hero points plus everything else. I saw a couple people comment, well, why would I ever buy the normal hero points pack? Well, because you can only do this one once.
Right.
Right. But again, big value there. So if you're looking to make a purchase, there you go.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
Other news, patch 145. Again, added that bonus. And some back-end optimizations. End of line. That was it.
Yeah.
Wait, what bonus did it add?
That clearance level 4 bundle.
Oh. Okay.
That's all the patch did.
Okay.
And some things and stuff.
Seems like it's worth it.
Yeah. Local news, it's cold.
Cold again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very.
Just can't wait for it to get cold again. I just want to put some gloves on with my friends. I can't wait until it gets cold again.
The Rathskeller did officially close.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Well, that was part of our news before, right? You couldn't be that surprised.
Follow up.
Oh, here, wait. I've got some news to complain about something. Are you ready?
No, because I wasn't done with the Rathskeller.
Okay, go ahead.
Their last day. I don't know if you saw the pictures. Holy crap. The entire town was packed with people. Line coming out the door, around the block, down the next block. Apparently, they had to, when you got in, you could be in certain time areas. Like, it was like noon to 4, 4 to 7, 7 to 10, 10 to midnight. Like, and once you got in, you were kicked out after like so many hours because they couldn't get people in fast enough.
Wow. So it was like a ride at Disney.
Yeah.
You had to come back, you had to get your time, leave, come back, wait in line, get on at that specific time, and then get right out.
Exactly. Big event. But it's over.
All right. So here's my complaint for the week.
Okay.
So
for the week. Bah.
Last week, was it Friday, maybe? It's been Friday. So I go down to Babies. We all know Babies, right?
Yeah.
We do.
Maybe not everybody.
But right. Let me tell you about Babies. Babies is a diner that is styled like a 1950s style diner, and that's it. They make it. Oh no, wait, that's not it. They make the waitresses dress in the best costumes, but other than that, that's it.
Okay, so I get down to Babies, And being that it's, you know, a 50s soda fountain kind of place,
yes.
I always order a soda drink. So as always, I order myself a cherry Coke.
Right.
Waitress comes back and says, hey, bad news. No cherry Cokes.
Oh.
I said, no, what now? She says, yeah, it turns out our distributors have claimed that cherry syrup is a seasonal item and we can't get any. Now, what the kind of bunk is this that syrup is now a seasonal item? Really, distributors can't buy cherry syrup in January?
That's a sad story.
It was. So I had to get my bag of Wimpies, you know.
Right.
And no cherry Coke.
Yeah.
So I had to drink Mr. Pibb Extra instead.
That's okay. It's not as good.
Yeah. I mean, I love me some Pibb Extra, but it wasn't cherry Coke.
I could go for cherry Coke. I could go for a sack of Wimpies hearing that.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
They got those little bitty onions on
there.
Yeah,
it's like the poor man's White Castle.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I don't know. I was sad.
Wait, the poor man's? I thought White Castle was the poor man's burger.
White Castle is the poor man's White Castle, but, you know, at least they have, you know, I don't know how many branches of that are left. Four? That's three more than Babies, so.
True.
That's why it got a higher rating.
All right, moving on. All right, we're bringing back something, kids.
Yeah.
Oh, brace yourselves.
We're bringing back the featured character of the week. We're going to start with the one stars. This week's featured character is brought to you by new sponsor or old sponsor. You figure it out. This week's sponsor, Iron Man's Drinking, a national concern. Tell me more, Ian.
Hold on. Let me see where you left me that information. What Craig totally skipped over was the fact that our new sponsor is It's Always Funny. It's Always Sunny in Xandar.
Oh, I did totally skip that part.
Yep, our brand new sponsor.
I bungled
it. It's always Sunny in Xandar. This week, Iron Man's Drinking, a national concern.
Dang.
Let me tell you about, apparently, drunken I Am 35. He is the first character you get when you start playing this game. He, for 10 red, he can do a repulsor blast that does above average amount of direct damage. For 8 yellow, he throws out some protect tiles and also does a smattering of damage to the targeted enemy. And for way, way too much blue, he does a truckload of direct damage for, you know, a common character, not an actual ton of damage. And he also stuns them for 2 turns.
I don't know. It's been
one turn.
Too long.
One turn of stun.
That's a good question. Hold on. I will pull
it's
up.
It's one
my,
turn of stun. Trust me, it is one turn of stun. And it goes up to 3 turns of stun in level 3 and 4. And the protect tiles increase to 3 and 4 at level 4 or 5.
Three turns of stun, yes.
Yes. So there you go. Again.
For the Ultra Freon Beam.
Right. The Ultra Freon Beam. Boy, that's expensive. I don't have time to generate. If you're playing with 1-star characters and you haven't killed your opponent by the time you can generate 19 blue, something's gone wrong. And the Freon beam isn't going to save you. So
the sad part is I remember back in the day, you know, saving up for that power to take people out.
Oh yeah. My God, I do too. It was great. But, you know, I have long since learned that 5-5-3 is the correct answer. And everybody else most people will disagree with me, but he is the most versatile and easy to use 1-star and is the only 1-star that I have, you know, continued having in the game for the purposes of the Deadpool daily quest.
You are wrong, but okay.
I know.
I don't disagree with your adjectives, though. The adjectives you picked are entirely correct. Unfortunately, I think there is a better person to use for your 1-star fight, but he is definitely versatile. Cheap is what he is not.
Right. Wait, what do you mean? Oh, for as far as power cost?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 8 and 10 aren't terrible, but they're not bargains like some of the people. And also, this was back in the day before you could duplicate characters.
Right.
So that day that you had to fight Bagman, you couldn't bust out your 1-star Spider-Man. So, you know, and there were other people who get duplicated at a 2-star level. He does not, so he was always usable.
Very, very true.
So that's it. That is the end of this episode of It's Always Sunny in Xandar?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Brand new segment. Still learning. Yep. Join us next week for another episode of It's Always Sunny in Xandar.
Thanks, sponsor.
Yeah, we'll iron that one out as it goes on.
All right. Willie, hit me with the mailbag.
Oh, God. Hey. Listener comments brought to you by Willy Lumpkin. So the first comment I have was actually in person. Kurt, our friend Kurt.
Raise buddy Kurt.
He mentioned that we talked about our alliance ranking all the 4 stars, and the entire time he's like, okay, so they're talking about Carol, and then next they're going to say Medusa. Oh, okay, they went to Vulture, but next is obviously going to be Medusa. Yeah, we didn't have Medusa. Medusa didn't make it into the top 5, so I found that amusing, and especially since she
and
is
confusing.
She's always everywhere.
Like right.
If you're in Forestar Land and playing PvP, you're fighting Medusa.
Right. I don't have either of them at usable levels, but I have it based on what you've told me and what I've seen. There's no way she isn't better than America Chavez, who somehow cracked her.
I don't know about that. America's real strong.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. She does so much damage.
Yeah. Mm. She's incredibly useful at Poop House. 1-1-1.
Wow. Really?
I don't have her at hardly anything, but she's even then. Throw her with a couple 5s who make some good, strong matches, or a couple strong 4s. It's amazing.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm probably wrong. No, not a surprise.
But yeah, we did leave out Medusa, and I am surprised by that as soon as you mentioned it. I wanted to throw out a thanks to Samurai for putting up the Discord stuff onto Reddit. He's the D'Artagnan to our Puzzle Warriors 3. Also,
what's that make Joe?
Well, yeah, this is true, but I don't know. Joe's more of a, I don't know. I can't do a Three Musketeer reference anymore. I did want to throw out another thanks. Artem on YouTube, A-R-T-U-M. He does some MPQ videos. If you're interested, you can search for him. He gave us a shout out on YouTube, so I wanted to give a quick thanks to him.
Thanks.
Yeah. On to 626 Aussie. Oi, oi, oi. he said, oh Lord, the simulator. I was dipping my toes into SCL9 and was thinking of staying up there for the next event. Then he saw that the next event was the simulator. He said that with his much improved roster since the last time it came up, he thought, I'll drop down to SCL6 and I'll have an easy time. Oh, how I was wrong. Turns out the simulator, it's got some hard nodes in it. He ended up running with Rogue, Cloak and Dagger, and Vulture to try and get through it. But hey, Craig, I hear you had some hard times as well.
Yeah, but that was in this current Deadpool Versus.
Oh, it was in the Versus. Okay.
Right? It's the 5-star node where you had to use Gambit.
Oh, right.
And the other team was Power Man and Iron Fist. And Charles? Is that the third person?
That could be. I don't recall.
I've forgotten who the third person. Anyway, I had no answers for this. Oh, no. It was Bobby. It was Mockingbird.
Oh, right. Because she would randomly throw other people's powers out.
Because I could try to keep Cage stunned, but then either I got crushed by Like Unto Iron or destroyed by her time box.
Right.
Like, when they got up over level 450, it was just brutal.
Yeah, Power Man.
Brutal. I won twice total.
Power Man prevents you from doing damage if you start using your powers, so yeah. It gets really dangerous really fast.
I mean, the one time I ended up using Battery Man with not Captain America. What's her name?
Carol?
No. Chavez.
No. The fake female Captain America.
America Chavez.
No.
Peggy?
So I could just keep throwing shields? You know, to stun people?
Yeah, stun and then get, when the shields go off.
And it didn't matter which two of them I stunned, the third one would pound me into submission. It was like, okay, I'll stun Cage and Fist, and then, oh no, there's bombs on the board. Do I have any way of getting rid of these bombs? Nope. Okay, that character's dead. All right. Oh, look, the other two are not stunned anymore. Oh, look, Like Unto Iron. Well, that character's dead. Okay. I mean, it was just absolutely horrific.
Slaughterfest. Okay. I was thinking you had issues on the simulator. I know a lot of people had issues on the simulator because of all of the X-Men who were in there.
Speaking of issues, apparently YouTube is crapping out and everyone's having very bad streaming issues.
Oh, yeah. I can't do anything about that. You know what we should do? We should not use YouTube.
That's what we keep talking about.
Yeah. But maybe next time. Hey, onwards. Chloe said, Joe, I'm surprised you don't know the reason why She-Hulk gives you Gwenpool. It's because they both break the fourth wall. All right. That was news to me.
Yeah, does She-Hulk do that?
Apparently. That's what Chloe said.
I don't think I've ever read a She-Hulk comic, so I really don't know.
I was going to say, I also wouldn't know, but that's disappointing news.
But there you go. The more you know.
Do-do-do-do.
She also said, it reminds me, this is Valentine's Day coming up soon, and she's going to have some fun doing some pairings again. If you remember the graphics that they put out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Chloe put some out. She is looking forward to doing Daisy with Robbie from the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
She hasn't left a comment recently, but she's in an ISO hole with a constant 4-star championing. Yeah, I get that.
Uh-huh.
And some duplicate 3-star champs coming up soon. She's also said she'd be very interested in the spreadsheet. And she often jokes about how the main fandom export of Marvel Puzzle Quest isn't art or fanfic or a dozen wikis, but it's instead a whole bunch of spreadsheets. You got to track everything in this game, at least if your name's Joe.
Yeah.
Aestheticist said, for some reason, the Podomatic link on the episodes page is going to episode 124 on both episodes 125 and 126. So, yeah, this is weird, and I don't like the way they do it. Apparently, when you go to Podomatic and you use one of our links from the website, it sets like a cookie, so it remembers that as your base page. If you use their links to go to the different episodes, you can still get to where you want to go. But if you go back to our webpage and click a different link, it takes you back to the first one that you went to. So it's this weird cookie thing, and I can't do anything about it. So poke around on the site, and you'll get to the episode that you want.
Oh no, too many cookies. Ray, do you remember what I'm talking about?
I do.
Here? Okay.
That was really old school, and nobody else is going to get that.
No, not unless for some reason Mike has started listening to this show.
Jordan from Jersey, starter pack, didn't hesitate, scooped it up. What a fantastic value. I think that was the overall. I left his comment in because I think that was the overall feel for everyone. On Robbie Reyes, if he's doing his math correctly, and he says he didn't actually do any math, Robbie is the only 5-star character created in the last 40 years. He says that Thor is more recent, but Thor himself isn't. Robbie Reyes, of course, you could probably say that about Ghost Rider too, but Robbie Reyes is like the only character that is of recent history in comics. So, just thought it was interesting. Perondiak said about our ice cream comment, the best flavor is strawberry, then vanilla, chocolate goes in the trash.
Yuck. You Jamaican me crazy.
He also said,
it's clearly chocolate, then strawberry, then vanilla.
Ugh. Strawberry is gross.
No way. You know how much I miss strawberry scooter crunches?
I don't. I don't know, nor do I care to know, but tell me more.
An immense amount. I loved strawberry scooter crunches.
Did they go somewhere?
I can't have the dairy.
Oh, okay. I was like, what happened to them? I see them all the time on the ice cream truck.
Yeah, I'm sure they're still amazingly delicious. I just can't have none.
Yeah.
Wah-wah.
Yeah.
He also said that totally adequate Cho kills him every time. And just to even that out, he said old fashions are pretty terrible. Gin is superior.
A is part of that is wrong. B, however, is I love gin. I mean, I'm not going to argue that gin's awesome, but an old fashioned still an old fashioned. I mean,
I feel like I'm with him. I don't think I enjoy old fashions at all.
Well, see, I do. I like it. But then again, I like bourbon. So.
Well, it should be made with rye, technically.
Well, it depends. If you're doing it old school, yes, that's true. But I like rye, too. And, so.
A good gin and tonic is a well-honed machine.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, so good. You have to get the lime juice in there just right. Oh, so good. So good.
We're losing Craig. FHQ 1977. I wanted to mention this, but I'm not going to read it all because he goes into a pretty in-depth impression of Robbie Reyes. If you're interested in it, it is on Reddit and on the D3 forum, so take a look. Brycey3001 says he's new to the podcast. Question, you mentioned infographics by Samurai? I tried Googling, but I couldn't find anything. That is correct. I will try to do my best to remember to put Samurai's infographic up on the website for the current episode, if you are looking for it.
Join our Discord channel and play along.
Or you could be on the Discord channel, and you will find it there. Absolutely. If you're looking for the Discord channel, it is on the Puzzle Warriors 3 homepage, down near the bottom on the right, I think. There's a Discord symbol. You click on it, and it gives you the link here. So, and thanks to Joe for giving him the information about Discord, which apparently he did right after I copied
there you go.
So, Dances with Weevils has two things for Craig. Number one, why the Eagles hate. I can understand. I can understand
Philadelphia.
Well, wait a minute.
Come on.
I can understand Flyers hate as they are in the same division as the Pens. The Steelers with the six Super Bowl victories, you would think you could get behind the Eagles once, especially if it means the Pats not winning.
No, I am still rooting for a total collapse of the stadium on Sunday.
No way. It's a brand new stadium, dude.
I'm sorry, dude. Things have to, you know, sacrifices have to be made.
No, that's too great a sacrifice.
If some horrible version of the flu could sweep through both locker rooms, causing neither team to be able to play, but yet leave Justin Timberlake to do a 3-hour live concert, that would be awesome. Really, anything so that neither of these two teams can win would be great. Because, God, I hate them both.
Dude, you didn't
I mean, these are the fans who, like, threw batteries at Santa Claus.
And that is it. I have no actual problem with the Philadelphia Eagles. They are a perfectly acceptable team. But Philly fans are just garbage people.
Yeah. I mean, the city of brotherly shove.
But, yeah, I'm so over the Pats. They just need to stop.
I really think this is it. I think they're breaking up the band after this win.
Yeah.
I think Brady's going to be sail off into the sunset. And because he's, you know, he's been doing this new TV show and he's kind of opening up more about his family. I think he's just done. I think he's done.
Okay.
I think he's going to win. He's going to win the MVP. He's going to win the Super Bowl. He's going to win the Super Bowl MVP. He's just going to retire. He's going to announce it at the end of the game. I'm waiting for it.
Kraft is turning over in his grave.
And then they will have to trade to get Kirk Cousins to be the new starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. Since Washington went bananas
right there.
And decided to hook themselves up with Alex Smith.
Well, there's one thing you're bad at if your last name is Gruden. It's running a football team.
Huh.
All right. I was just waiting for it to finish. I didn't know what you were talking about half the time.
Okay, go ahead.
But his second thing was, it looks like NBC's next live musical is Jesus Christ Superstar. So set your DVR.
If you know when that is, I will totally. I'm super excited about that.
I don't doubt that in any way, but I have no idea. So get with Dances with Weebles. Dex, 1138. I must have missed the promos because I was completely unaware that the last episode was the PW3 musical episode. I loved it. Maybe you don't remember how many times you busted in the song, but I paired you up with the actual song nearly every time.
Oh, well, that was, you know, considerate of you. Someday I'll listen to this show.
He also did say Unshielded Eyes. I would have gone with Hall & Oates Private Eyes, but that's just me.
Yeah, that would have been a good choice. You know, they are the world's great, you know, best-selling duo of all time.
I did not know that.
Are they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm not surprised, but I also did not know that.
Yeah, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Hall & Oates.
Good for them.
And a bit late, but since this was a Tracy Morgan-centric show, I have to give props for the Astronaut Jones reference a few shows back. I was reciting along in my head, but at the same time trying to figure out just where I knew it from.
Ian and I have a long, long fascination with Astronaut Jones.
What good sketch.
That one with Britney Spears is classic way back. I think they're on the moon on that one.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe Venus, but I'm thinking it's the moon.
After last week's episode, I can't tell you how many people and or things in my day-to-day life I accuse of not being an accredited so-and-so. Like, whatever it is, I'm like, this person is not an accredited zoologist and is simply an enthusiastic person with a fifth-grade education.
I still haven't watched that episode with what I hear is a terrible, terrible, terrible musical performance.
Oh.
You should listen to the second one. It's slow.
I did.
But it
didn't like redeem anything.
No.
But I was less offended. It was just, again, the visual component that I had was, it was just so off-putting for me.
Yes.
Like, I was like, I have never heard this person's name. I have no idea who he is. And then they like throw out like this scrawny 12-year-old boy, douse him in water, and he whispers into the microphone for 4 minutes. It was disgusting.
See, now I really need to watch it because, man, that first time that Chance the Rapper was on is one of the first things I've ever seen.
You were so angry. I was so happy. You texted me at some odd hour and you were like, what's going on?
It made me so offended. I was watching it on the DVR, and I had to call Ian and be like, Ian, have you seen this episode? It's so bad. I can't handle it.
Which is tough because he's an all-around solid performer, but that was not his best showing.
The first time he was on there, it was really awful. His second time on, it was much better.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, this dude, I can't remember his name at all. I wish I could give the listeners some details as to who he was, but he was the musical guest when Jessica Chastain hosted this season. That's all I can tell you.
And I still also in my head always confuse Chance the Rapper with the other Chance the Rapper, who was from I Love New York.
Oh.
He was one of the contestants on I Love New York.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the Chance the Rapper that I always go to in my head.
I see.
All right. I'm going to try and finish this up. I've got only one more person, but it's D-Wing Illinois, and he posted a wall of text.
Uh-oh.
So the first 5 minutes, Joe says, 5 minutes in, before we start talking about Marvel Puzzle Quest, I think Ray got his time needed to do the listener comments, despite Craig's ultra-streamlined intro. Yeah. Yeah, turns out longest episode ever. Actually, second longest episode, but second, I'll be honest, Joe could pitch a show called Things D-Wing Illinois Hates, and I would consider watching it based on the enthusiasm in his typical recommendations. There you go. My simulator strategy, D-Wing said it was his strategy on nearly every event. He considers himself the most underachieving Shield Rank 97 in the game. Okay, but you're welcome. He also wants to point out that he won money on the Jags plus 7, and Ben's stats were huge because literally the last three quarters of the game were garbage time. I don't know what that means, but I figured you two would get it.
I would say that because if they'd have bothered to pull off the worst attempt at an onside kick ever, they could have won that game.
If they had bothered to not turn it over two times, if they had bothered to defend any of the plays that they ran.
Yeah, defense was real bad. Real, real bad.
Yeah, it was
Thank God
tough.
We fired the offensive coordinator for that defensive lemon.
Congratulations on your win, though.
Yeah.
Money is a good thing.
Money!
You like money, too?
He continues to say the cranberries are good in stuffing the turkey, and the only acceptable cranberry juice hybrid is cran grape. Having said that, he had to purchase cranberry juice in the past to combat a child's UTI. This concludes this episode of TMI. Quote, I didn't even consider people who weren't me, end quote. I expect that from Craig, not from Ian. Craig's Jimmy impression was his best work, hands down.
Wow.
And it was over in 2 seconds, even better.
I'll have to work on more Jimmy.
I don't even care about college football, and I hate Nick Saban. Saban?
Saban, okay. Yes. Everyone does hate Nick Saban.
Ian crying out, Ray, help us, should be a permanent fixture of the show. You definitely have to save that clip. You got to tell me what time it happened at. I actually looked and I couldn't find it. And by looked, I mean listened. I'm not listening to the whole thing again. I've already done that enough. And also, C-Mag's Mohawk and Loki never tried it. Not exactly settling into comfort zone in his brain, so he needs empirical evidence. A little bit later, he responded and said, I should have known better to ever doubt Joe. That team-up is as advertised. Shake, shake with damage, and shake with damage and AP, is, and then some more shake. No more doubting the great and powerful Joe.
Wow.
A lot of Joe praise in this one.
Joe praise, yeah.
We're going to stop you having him on this show.
Seriously.
We're going to have to bring back Angry Salad to comment. Like,
for sure.
I'm not going to comment. He needs some more airtime, I think. I think he did a fine job. But in any case.
He's got two other shows. And he was on a show talking about Ray. He was on with, what do you call them? That guy, that other guy who's on the podcast network?
Mm-mm.
Fresh and Parlance.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's them. He was talking about wrestling on their show.
No, we mean Angry Salad needs more airtime.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Angry Salad does need more airtime.
He's got plenty. Joe's got plenty of airtime.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Joe's got all kinds of airtime.
Joe needs way less airtime.
All right, that was it. The mailbag is empty.
Not like me. I totally need more airtime. Give me on more shows.
Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. Brought to you,
as always, by Mystify.
Mystify.
Who's pumped, Ian?
Who's pumped? Let me grab my... UNC Samurai infographic so that I can share retweet his wisdom.
Just so we're clear, like this isn't Twitter.
I know. So 3 stars. You got good old Cyclops, who was good enough, and now he's boosted, so now he's the best. Not only is he excellent in this game, but he is Craig's favorite X-Man. The always mediocre 3-star Dokken. The Dream Warrior, if you will.
The Dream Warrior.
Oh, good old super underrated 3-star Doc Ock. I feel like with the right pairings, he's very useful.
They give you the neater neaters.
Yeah, and his manipulated, his tile shuffling is good. And looks like, what's it called? Patch is boosted this week.
I always like Patch.
Oh. Sorry, I hadn't been fully through the infographic, and I did not realize the poor Sentry.
Did you skip one?
Yeah, the poor Sentry was also boosted and did not get included. There once was a time when he was great. That time is long
since
passed.
There was, and then they changed him. And
Yeah, he's just not that good. Unfortunately, that is an accurate statement.
He has the worst power in the game, in my opinion. I hate tummy cramps.
Only because...
Tummy cramps is bad.
Not only is he hard to use, but the computer has a hard time using him. And when the computer uses Sacrifice, it almost always matches that strike tile away immediately for you.
Yeah. My favorite is like when it uses it to kill him. Like,
oh, yeah. When he fully sacrifices himself.
Yeah, and like he'll be like the last character on that team, because I always kill him last. And he'll be like, oh, killed myself. And I'm like, oh, well, thanks.
Commits Harry Carey right in front of you.
Yeah. Not like Harry Carey, though.
No.
It's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Let me hear ya. Let's go, Cummies.
Hot dogs, Norm. Hot dogs. All right. 4 stars available this week. 5th overall ranked America Chavez, who apparently does truckloads of damage. Very useful. The always versatile and underused Ant-Man.
True.
The always confusing, but not too bad, Moon Knight. Friend of the show, Joe's favorite, Melonhead Professor X. And good old, wow, 4 stars are good this week.
Yeah, they're solid.
And I was going to say Quake here in just a minute, but wow. Yeah, they're all good. I don't know how all of them being boosted will play out, but boy, some of these people are as good as ever or paving the way for new 4 stars with America Chavez. I guess maybe Moon Knight is the least of the bunch, and he's still pretty good.
I don't know. See, I really like Moon Knight. I love the damage he does, especially when boosted. It's amazing.
Yeah, his Moon Silver Blades are really strong.
Yeah.
His what those?
The Moon
Silver Croissants?
Yes. Yes, his green ability. Let's just compromise and call it his green ability. That's a lot of damage.
So I
prefer the Fist of Kohonshu.
I actually had him on my list of top 5 4-stars, and it's because the question wasn't very specific.
Top 5?
Yeah, because it said, what are your favorite top 5 4-stars?
Oh,
well,
sure.
Moon Knight makes my list just because I like Moon Knight that much. And
sure.
Boatloads of damage.
Sure. I don't doubt his quality or your liking of him. I just know that good old Ant-Man is on the elite list of triple animal powers.
Yes.
So.
Aunts, aunts, aunts.
Squirrel, squirrel, squirrels. Whales, whales, whales. So I think that gives him a little bit of an edge over good old Mark Spector.
Oh, absolutely. In reality, yeah, he's nowhere near that power of character in the game. Yeah.
So that's it. Those are the 3 and 4 stars that are boosted for February 1st through the 8th. So listen to me now and believe me later.
Girly man.
Oh, okay. I'll pepper that in next time.
Okay. Thanks, Mystify.
Yeah, Mystify.
All right. Moving on, let's go to the Vine.
Brought to you, as always, by... This Vine.
This Vine.
Thanks, This Vine.
How's your vines? Mine's a mess again. Big surprise.
Yeah, keep going. I did not. I was too busy paying attention to that segment and not starting my Vine up. I'm pretty sure it's super tidy. I think I still have...
All right, so I've got a duck dying in 22 hours. I'm just going to have to sell that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a purple Drax. I got two War Machines. And one, two, three, four, five green two-star bullseyes that I just cannot get him to fully covered. Just can't do it. All I get's green. So I may be able to save the... I got 6 days to save the War Machines. That may happen. I need a couple hundred thousand ISO, but there's a chance.
Yeah, I'm trying to give, you know, think of something positive that I could say to you to encourage you to get that War Machine going, and it's just not coming to me.
But then you're like, eh, it's War Machine.
Pretty much. Nope.
You don't play with the animation anymore. He's great.
Good point. So I had the only thing I had left from last week was a Deadpool, because I could only get red for him. As it turns out, one of the PvPs, the prizes were Deadpool. So I just got my five-star groups together. I got my Doctor Strange and my Gambit, and I paired them up with Star-Lord to make their powers really cheap. And I got over 800 in a PvP and was able to get placed 23rd and got my Deadpool covers that I needed in order to get my second Deadpool champed, three-star. So now, working on Cyclops. And I've got one Cyclops that I've got 13 days with. That's it. That's what's on my mind.
I have one Looking for Trouble Kate Bishop cover that I will sell right around this time during our next show.
Oh, what's your game?
Sorry, it's gone. Oh, I could go back and look because my game's open. Hold on. I can tell you for once. I don't need an infographic for this one, but it you know, it's nothing attainable.
Yeah.
You know, for a player like me,
like a five
within the next
five,
7 days,
one kind of thing.
It's a 3-5-1.
Just bad. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's that. Very tidy vine. Everything else is going my way. Still coming up, Millhouse.
All right. Thanks, this fine. Let's open some tokens while you get your game open there, Ian.
Okie dokie.
That's brought to you by the OG, this guy.
This guy, allowing us to open tokens for
many an episode.
Yes.
So I don't know how many, because
no,
I don't know.
I have to look back. So I'm going to go first, because while you guys are going, I'm going to quietly open a heroic 10-pack in the background and only get excited if they're 4-stars.
Okay, sure.
All right.
But in the meantime, let's see what I can wriggle out of Archangel's eye. This looks like it's going to be... Oh, Carol. I don't know if I had... I knew I had her champed, but I don't know if I... Unlike you guys, I don't wait to get that cover, so this... We'll see what this... Oh, no, never mind. She's at a 272, so there's that.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm going to go with this right in the lips. The lips of death. The 4-star. It is a purple Bobby Morse. Secret mission.
Ooh.
Let's see. What is that? That brings her to level 275.
Okie doke. Apparently Samurai has gone down a Harry Carey rabbit hole and has posted a video to Discord. I will click on that later. All right, I'm going to give him a gentle ear caress. Maybe he'll be nice to me. And I got a 4-star. A gloves off, Rogue. All right.
Oh, Rogue, so good.
She is champion, so that will take her to a 276. There you go.
Rogue's moving up there.
Yeah. Not as fast as Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler sped past her in a moment's notice. Because I had those 6 Banff covers waiting as soon as he got champed.
Oh, right. Sure. I did get my Nightcrawler champed. That was our discussion last week.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
I got him up to level 273.
Yeah, my Nightcrawler is already 280.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we had all those Nightcrawler covers from, what was it, the Galactus event?
Oh, that went well.
Yeah.
Boy, those events, whole new world now that I have a much stronger roster.
Yeah, congratulations on your...
Yeah, I've never gotten all the personal progression rewards before, but it happened this time. So I had 2 angry Ghost Rider tokens to open.
Yeah, I got no Ghost Rider. I'm really sad.
Got no Ghost Rider. I got nothing.
I spent 500 CP trying to get a Ghost Rider. Didn't get one.
Oh.
Wow. Nope, I made no efforts. I opened those 2 tokens. I got a Coulson and a Rolk, and that was the end of that story. And the 10-pack story sad with some light good. No 4-stars, but 7 of them were 3-stars, so I guess that's okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And one of the 2-stars that I got was the one of the yellow Thors that I needed, so I might get to champ him someday.
But yeah, I spent all my CP down to 0 buying those 25 CP tokens. Man. No Ruby Rays.
Wow.
That's like me playing a slot machine. Just hit nothing over and over again.
It was super, super sad.
Sure. Yeah, I got the two Ghost Rider tokens as well, and got 2 4-stars. I actually only remember one of them. I got a Mockingbird, but I have no idea what the other one was. It was a, you know, I just...
Yeah, no, nothing that made an impact.
Yeah, leveled somebody.
Just another...
I just don't expect I'm missing a character again. It makes me sad.
Yeah, me too. Because since they had the sale on roster slots, I picked up all the 1-stars.
Yeah.
They auto-roster. So I'm only missing Ghost Rider as well.
Wow.
Hey, opening that token bumped me up to Shield Rank 116.
Oh, there you go.
That's a nice 60,000 ISO.
There's all kinds of good stuff. Thanks for all those tokens, this guy.
This guy. Ian, hit me with the podcast network.
Soon to be named network at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. This is a podcast network that we are a proud member of. We have collected all of our shows and put them on the Soon to Be Named Network so that you can listen to current and archived shows that come out some weekly, some more sporadically than others. So if you would like to check us out there, soontobenamednetwork.com, you can find direct links to a lot of the shows right here on our webpage at puzzlewarriors3.com. Or, again, everybody lives over at the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
So check us out. All right. I think we're all through for this week. I don't know. It's a big blur. Big mayhem. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. As always, check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. You can click on the Amazon banner there. You buy some stuff. We get some stuff. It's a fair deal. Or you can become one of the sponsors of one of our segments. We like sponsors. Come join us.
Right.
Join us. Join us. Comments, suggestions, what forth, our webpage, the D3 forums, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, all these places we will try to catch and throw in the mailbag for next week. I think that's it. Or cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 for your Valentine's Day Valentine swag. Because everybody's Valentine needs a new coffee mug or something from Puzzle Warriors 3. They're not stickers, so you're not stuck with something like Joe. Stickers.
And you and the stickers.
All right, I'm done. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, I like mine with lettuce and tomato, Heinz 57 and French fried potato. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
I have heard Craig sing that song way too many times.
For sure.
Good night. My only concern is we already have a sponsor for the boosted characters.
Right. I'm saying that starting at 1 stars, we just bring back featured character of the week and go through every character quickly.
It's so many.
He'll keep sponsoring it for a long time. He's got a lot of money. When he stops, we can stop.
No, as soon as he gets another girlfriend, he stops.
Yeah, that's fine. We can kill that segment.
What does Xandar mean? Anybody know?
I don't know.
I don't know why it's always sunny in Xandar.
I don't know. Is that
That's apparently a city somewhere in Marvel Land.
Oh, okay. I was like, is that where he lives? I hope not.
Xandar is the home world of the Xandarians. It's the capital of the stupid Nova Corps.
There you go. I knew it sounded familiar, but I couldn't place it.
The Nova Corps.
Sorry, some of them are really inappropriate.
Yes.
Hawkeye gets molested.
It makes me laugh.
It makes me laugh a lot. They're all funny.
As long as it isn't swearing or just way over the top, I say we do it.
Okay.
All right, so we want to do something with Iron Man.
What, is he model 35? Is that the 1-star?
Yes. And he is the first character.
Okay, so it would be this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar. Iron Man model 35 gets racist.
Oh, you want to match them up one to one in order?
It would be the easiest for me. We could just pick. We can cherry pick them if you'd prefer.
I was thinking number 3, underage drinking. Tony Stark, a case study.
Sorry. I just keep going through the titles and it just keeps being funny and it's not appropriate. But the episode where Mac bangs Dennis's mom.